Hi, is anyone sitting there? Do you mind if I join you? Thanks. My feet are killing me from all the standing and chatting. These heels may look nice, but they are murder on my feet. Hi, my name is Barbie. Yes, like the doll. My mom's obsessed with them, so much so that she named my brother Ken. Which is just really weird when you think about it. What's your name? Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Are you with the bride or the groom? Ah, that explains why we haven't met before. I've known the bride for as long as I can remember, really. So if you want the juicy gossip, I'm your girl. Not like that. No, of course. I would never divulge such intimate secrets. I couldn't help but notice that you haven't been talking to anyone. Has everyone deserted you? Yeah. Weddings for couples can be nice and romantic, but for us singles, it's pretty sick and cheesy, actually. So, why haven't you been mingling with anyone? I figure you must know people here. Ah, you're shy. Well, I'll get you out of your shell. I'm pretty open and friendly. I can make friends with pretty much anyone. It's a gift. I sort of look into people's souls and find out nice things about them, and then latch onto it. Yeah, sort of like psychic, but I don't use a crystal ball. No crossing my palms with silver. A lot of it's just talking, asking questions, and getting to know the person. I've never tried it with someone as quiet as you, though. It might be a bit of a challenge. It's okay, though. Even if we don't become friends, at least you had someone to talk to, right? So, I already know your name. What do you do for a living? Oh, wow. That sounds like a complicated job. I bet it's rewarding, though. How long have you been doing it? Oh, so not too long. I'm a secretary for a law firm back home. So, I get to see different types of people on a daily basis. I mean, some seem like nice people, but if they need a lawyer, you can never be too sure. See, look at us talking. I told you I'd get you to open up a little bit. So how about a dance? Your legs must be aching from sitting there for so long. No? Okay, maybe later. I don't want to push you into doing anything you're not ready for. I assume you're not married. I thought not, because I figured your wife would have been here. Girlfriend? Oh, all alone. Well, trust me, I'm sure that won't last long. You're attractive and you have a nice smile. You just need some confidence and trust in being yourself. Women love confident men, but not too confident. If they're too full of themselves, then it comes across as arrogant. And while I cannot speak for all women, I know that I don't like that. I prefer the mysterious type, the type that walks into the room and just exists. Doesn't need to be loved by everyone. You know what I mean? No, he doesn't have to be drop-dead gorgeous. Although that's not a bad thing. But if someone can be confident without being an asshole, then looks are really not that important. Take you for example. You look really nice. You obviously take pride in how you look. You just need to open up more. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, you put way too much into that. How often does that happen in real life? I'd say the chances are pretty slim. You've been talking to me a little bit, and no one has stopped that yet. You're just too paranoid, and that can easily lead to a life of loneliness. I don't know about you, but I'd hate that. I'll tell you what. Come with me to get another drink, and we'll talk some more.